Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
94.1 KODJ. Good morning. It's National Proposal Day. Also National Ravioli Day. So if you propose with marry me spelled out in raviolis, you are winning the day.
Yeah, just do it with the Parmesan cheese. That'd be way easier.
.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Good morning.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
And it's brought to you by Hulu Plus Live TV. Switch today to watch over 95 live channels. So after experiencing some frequent falls due to illness, a man in New Mexico named Andrew took some advice from a friend and adopted a dog. So his friend said, maybe you should get a large-sized dog to have in the house, A, as a companion, but B, when you fall, a large dog could maybe assist you in getting up.
Getting up. Oh, wow.
So he took the advice. He found a 2-year-old Great Dane named Peanut and took him home.
I love ironic names. That's the best.
The next day, Andrew fell,
hit
his head. He was incapacitated on the floor. Make matters worse, the way he landed, his windpipe became blocked.
Oh, God.
He was having a really hard time breathing. But here comes Peanut. Peanut first adjusted his head so that he could breathe.
Like bumped him, probably.
Yeah.
Just kept bumping his head, yeah.
And then helped him get into a sitting position.
Oh, that's...
Next day, here's Andrew.
I mean, I love the dog with all my heart. I mean, he saved my life. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for him at this point. I probably wouldn't buy him a Ferrari because I don't think he could drive one.
But other than that, I would
Peanut,
do anything.
This giant dog named Peanut. I love ironic names. And look, if you're not a dog person, we get it because we weren't always dog people. Remember when we used to kind of be like, roll our eyes at stories like this?
Right. And then we went to get shaved ice one night and came home with the dog. And here we are.
Be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Be careful. And enjoy your good news every morning with Meredith. At that. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ waking you up on this beautiful Wednesday morning.
I want to know who lost it. Who is Showbiz Buzz?
Oh,
who lost it?
It's John Mellencamp, and it was at a show. So I've got some thoughts on this. I'm going to play the audio. He was starting to tell a story about Jack and Diane, and the crowd kind of started to interrupt him. And this is 45 seconds of audio that I think you're really going to just go, what?
Before I was so rudely interrupted, guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home. Tell me what I'm going to do. Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go.
So then he starts to do the song, and everybody's like, okay, well, maybe he's just having a bad moment.
Sounds pretty good.
Show's over.
Show's over?
He just walks off stage. Walks off stage. Now, he's walked off stage before on a few situations, and this song is the one that always seems to get him. People, like, get the words wrong, or they sing out of, like they get the words wrong in the wrong order, too. And he's just like, you guys weren't paying attention to choir class. That's what he said one time on stage.
Why would you pay to go to a show and then heckle a person on stage?
Like,
it's their show. If they want to tell a story about a song,
Totally agree with you. However, I will say this. I think he is just getting, and I hate to say it this way, too old to tour. I think he is just a grumpy old man.
Like he's doing it for some money.
No,
he doesn't really want to do it.
I think he really thinks he's doing it for the right reasons, but I think that when he gets there, he's just like, I can't do this. I'm making some big assumptions about the guy. But I love you, John. I love your music, but I think maybe it's time just to retire.
just hang it up.
Okay.
Travis Kelce is in talks to host a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? This guy's going to get so many job offers.
So many. And by the way, not a bad job offer. Like, no. That's a pretty good gig.
That would be fun, yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy did it before, right? So, I mean, Travis Kelce would be, you know, sort of a different spin on the show, yeah. Let alone maybe an upgrade, some people would say.
The next live action movie is going to be Popeye.
Oh, the next cartoon turning into a live action?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Popeye.
And the Grammy Hall of Fame inductees have been announced for the next round. Guns N' Roses and the Doobie Brothers.
Nice.
Going to be inducted.
All right. It's Meredith and AJ. What do we got coming up at 7:25?
Another keyword to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood. Good morning. It's Meredith and AJ. 94.1 KODJ wants to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood to experience Super Nintendo World. Here's another winner, Christopher Williams. Christopher Williams, so we're giving you keywords every day. You enter those at KODJ.com, and then every day at 7:25, we call out a name. Christopher Williams is today's nice. Winner.
All right, the word today is rad. That's the word. You want to go to KODJ.com and enter on that contest page for Universal Studios Hollywood tickets. Again, rad is your word today.
As in, wouldn't it be rad
yeah.
to go to Super Nintendo World? Drink sour milk or brush your teeth with soap.
Okay, so I have some thoughts, but we have a talk back on this. Remember, you can press the microphone button, the little red button on the iHeartRadio app and join in the conversation.
Sour milk lingers everywhere it goes. Mm. I feel like brushing with soap would still have some functional aspects.
Yes. That is a very good point.
Yes.
It's still getting your teeth clean.
You get sour milk on the like top lip and you smell it all day.
That's the thing, it's the smell.
And I get that a lot because I drink out of the carton. When we have sour milk in the carton, like it's just ever so slightly sour. Ooh. I smell it for like 3 hours. I think I would go with the brush my teeth with soap.
Yeah, same. And did you ever have to eat soap when you were a kid?
No. I grew up in a household that loved me. It's fine.
Just because my mom made me eat soap doesn't mean she didn't love me.
I think of that scene from A Christmas Story. Like, Palmolive had a nice pecan aftertaste. You know, like, no. I never really had it to eat soap. I did probably accidentally taste soap a few times over the years. So.
It only happened once. Right. And now as a mom, I just want to say, I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I don't blame you, Mom. And I don't hold it against you.
With our own kids, we get it now.
It's not like, you know, 40 years later, I'm still thinking about it or anything. I'm saying, I love you, Mom. In other food news, though, Sonic is... What?
I was going to say, go ahead, because I saw you taste test Tuesday yesterday.
Okay, Sonic is coming out with a blackout slushie mm-hmm. in time for the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
It's an all-black slushie, but it's made of, like, cotton candy and dragon fruit, which sounds actually really, really good.
But you had the creamsicle thing from Wendy's yesterday.
Yes, and also, I thought it was called creamsicle. It's actually called dreamsicle. So I don't want Wendy's to get mad at me because I called it the wrong thing. It's called a dreamsicle. I initially gave it a 7 out of 10. And then after a few more bites, I bumped it up to an 8 out of 10. But I was really hoping for a 10 out of 10.
Okay, well, not everything's going to be like A-plus material. You got to give them credit. And by the way, anything you can get in a drive-through, if it's above a 7 out of 10, I feel like it's doing pretty good.
Also, I didn't even wait till I got home to do the Taste Test Tuesday video. I was like, I'm doing it right here in the parking lot because I'm so excited.
Some homework here. You want to go to our Meredith and AJ Facebook page and join in on this Would You Rather Wednesday. Brush your teeth with soap or...
drink sour milk.
And then you can also watch Meredith's Taste Test Tuesday video. All right. 7:40 coming up. We've got the random fact that you absolutely don't need to know, but we'll tell everybody about. That's at 8:00.
Now it's AJ's totally random fact.
So it turns out there's biologists that are just trying to, I don't know, search for the bears that have been sleeping all winter in the dens. And they go around and they make sure that everybody's sleeping or waking up in some cases now. Think about one of the dangerous jobs on planet Earth that you could possibly have is to go around to the bear dens and just start like checking on the bears and making sure that the babies who are being born are in good health.
Peekaboo.
Yeah.
Are you in there?
I mean, look at some of these photos, Meredith. It's just absolutely the most incredible. Should we post these?
Oh my gosh, I want that job. This is going on all over Utah.
I don't know if I want the dangerous job of checking on the bears that are waking up, but that's what's happening.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Get ready for those Lacoon passes, too, coming up here in less than 5 minutes.
Three things brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. Several emergency crews responding to an explosion at a duplex in American Fork this morning. Police are still unsure if anyone was in the house at the time. They don't know what started it. The house is completely destroyed. crews are there trying to stabilize the structure before they can even go inside to investigate anything. But apparently the smoke billows were seen from miles away. A huge security breach at Salt Lake International Airport is raising some concerns. Apparently, a man was able to take a photo of a stranger's ticket and board a Delta flight.
No.
He was able to get on the flight.
No.
Even though the ticket he showed was for a different flight going to a different destination. And he was still able to get on the plane.
That's like a scene out of Home Alone,
what?
Man. That's what that is.
Yeah, that can't happen. You can't do that.
Nice.
In college basketball, the Utes took down Irvine in the first round of the NIT last night. They host Iowa Sunday in the second round at the Huntington Center.
Pretty excited. It's KODJ. Again, the boom passes momentarily. Def Leppard Photograph is on.
94.1 KODJ is going to help turn your kids into superheroes by giving them the know-how to keep themselves safe. Bring the entire family to the 26th annual Safe UT Safe Kids Fair.
It's a free day of adventure, entertainment, demonstration. 94.1 KODJ, it's Meredith and AJ.
Good morning. So baseball and brunch. This is going down with the Salt Lake Bees. Brunch every Sunday game, every Sunday home game. The Salt Lake Bees will have brunch starting at like 12 and going until 2. And I believe the first pitch is usually like 1:05.
So. I love the pregame brunches. Oh. That is so much fun. Yep. Up on the balcony area.
Yumminess and even some beverages, if you know what I mean. So enjoy it.
Good food, good drinks, baseball. What more do you want?
We'll put the link up on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page for you right now.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Thank you so much for listening. We love that you allow us to be part of your morning. So thank you for that. But maybe you're just listening because we're sending you to Universal Studios Hollywood. And that's fine, too. Today's keyword is rad, R-A-D. Like, wouldn't it be rad to go check out Super Nintendo World?
By the way, that word is acceptable again.
Yes.
10 years ago, I tried it. I got laughed at. I used it yesterday. People thought I was cool.
Go to KODJ.com and enter rad on the contest page.
See you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.